Shalom Aleichem. Today we're going to talk about the halachas or the minhagim of Magid when we are saying the Haggadah at the Seder. And we're going to talk about two different issues. Number one is how loud do we have to say the Haggadah? Do you have to say it loud? Can you read it quietly? And question number two is you have to make sure people understand what we are saying during Magid. So when it comes to how loud the Haggadah Imrei Kodesh brings that the Maharashmi bells would say as follows, Isa b'Gemara, that it says in the Gemara, why do we call our matzah lechem oni? Well, there are actually a couple of views. One is that the poor man's bread, but also another view is lechem oni, that we onim ala dvarim harbe, because we say many things over the matzah. We're saying the Haggadah. We have much to say. So onim, that is from saying, onim la'anot, to respond, that is the same word. So onim ala dvarim harbe. So the question is, why did we say onim alav dvarim harbe? Why don't we say omrim alav? That's the more typical way. Omrim is to say, onim is to respond, to answer. So why are we saying onim alav dvarim harbe? Why not omrim alav dvarim harbe? And he explains as follows that the language of onim is from the language of va'anu ve'amru, that they responded and answered. That is the language of raising your voice, not to say something quietly, but to say something loudly. And accordingly, he learned from that, that we say, lechem oni, onim ala dvarim harbe, not omrim lav, but onim, that we are responding, we have to answer loudly. It is b'kol ram, the Haggadah has to be said in a loud voice. The Maharshal says somewhat similar, that you have to make sure to start off halach ma'anya b'kol ram, in a loud voice. Now he just says to start off with a kol ram, but he doesn't say the whole thing b'kol ram, but the Yafil Alev says, what does that mean? That you have to say the entire Haggadah b'kol ram. In other words, even if you're by yourself, that's what he goes on to say, even if you're by yourself, it has to be said b'kol ram, out loud. It has to be said in a loud voice. And why? So he brings another reason. The first reason that we brought is because it's lechem oni, and we are oni ma'alav dvarim harbe. Oni means it has to be loud. We're responding. We're loud. That the second reason here that's brought by the Yafil Alev is v'ya'anchu b'nei Yisrael min ha'avodah v'yizaku v'tal shavasam, that Klal Yisrael, they sighed from the difficult work they had, and they shouted out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yizaku, and their shout went up to Shamayim, and it says, v'etza'akasam shamati, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I heard their shouts for salvation, their cries for help, I heard that, that's the response. Accordingly, we see here that the concept of Pesach and our being saved is through our raising our voices. That's the Kol Ram. And accordingly, the Haggadah should be said, the Kol Ram, because the Geula, the redemption, was by virtue of Kol, by saying something loud. And it says, Vayishma Hashem es Koleinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard our voice. Accordingly, our voices have to be heard. And the Minhag Chasam Sofer says as follows, that Chasam Sofer, his derech, especially when he was older, is he said things quietly. He said quietly things quietly with a lot of hislavus, with a lot of emotion. He had a lot of kavana, but internal. It wasn't that he was loud whatsoever, especially when he was elderly, with the huge exception of the Lel HaSeder, two Lel HaSeder, two nights of the Sedarim, that he would say the Haggadah unbelievably loud, so it could be heard from the distance as well. So there we have it, the concept here, two reasons, lechem, oni, we say oni malav dvarim harbe, which means loud, and also because the entire gula became from the call of Klal Yisrael shouting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, I hear, vayishma Hashem es koleinu. Next question is, do you have to make sure people understand what we are saying? So in fact, the Rama says explicitly, Magid, when you're saying the Haggadah, v'yomru b'lashon shebevinim hanashi v'aktanim, o yifaresh lemainyan, you should either say it in a language that the women and the children understand, or you should, even if you want to say it in Hebrew and they don't understand it, you have to explain it to them. That is absolutely critical. Now the Aruch HaShulchan says that was a time of the Rama. Things have changed nowadays. The Aruch HaShulchan wrote approximately 100 years ago, the Rama approximately 500 years ago. So the Rama says, make sure to say it in a language that the women and the children understand. But the Aruch HaShulchan says nowadays that we have so many Haggadahs and they're printed in every language, even the women, the children, they're all going to understand what they are reading. At the time of the Ramah, they didn't have the language skills. They didn't have the chinuch, the education. The Aruch HaShulchan says nowadays people read, and even if they're not reading in Hebrew, the women read, the children read, lo nagu levar, so we don't have to explain it to them. Ki hen yodos be'atzman likros, they can read by themselves. Ulahavi ninyan yitzias mitzrayim, they can understand yitzias mitzrayim. So it could sound like in the Aruch HaShulchan, you just have to read the Haggadah. You don't have to explain, because everyone now has the education at his time, 100 years ago. Certainly now, everyone can read to themselves. They can understand what they're reading to themselves. There's no reason to make comments or explanations. Nonetheless, the Sefer Minhag Yishol Torah says that that works. Men can read it. Women can read it. They can understand it by themselves. No problem. But still, when it comes to the children, we still have the mitzvahs ase of higadeta levincha. That we shouldn't simply have the children reading, but we have to actively try to teach the children the Haggadah. And accordingly, nowadays as well, we certainly do give explanations, commentaries, and the like, teaching the children the halachas, the sequel, Yitzhak Mitzrayim, the story of Mitzrayim, all the Nisim and Iflas. And accordingly, we are going to be Mekayim the Ramah, even though the children can read to themselves, understand it by themselves, but nonetheless, we are going to discuss the story, explain it to them to be sure to fulfill the mitzvah midoreis of Higadeta Levincha. In a nutshell, when it comes to the reading, there's definitely an issue, not a requirement, but an inyan to be reading it out loud. And also, point number two is to understand, and that's important nowadays. If we understand from the text of the Haggadah, that would suffice. If not, we would have to explain to make sure that people understand what we are reading when we are saying the Haggadah. Have a wonderful day.